Hello and welcome to another episode of Founders Journey. I'm your host, Josh Pigford, founder of Baremetrics. We give you analytics and insights on your business. So check us out, baremetrics.com. This week, we are going to talk about this feature framework that we use. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about a marketing framework for or system for prioritizing and scoring your marketing ideas. So this is a similar type of thing, but it's to help you figure out what features you should work on next. So that question, like what feature should we build next? Ain't that the question of the year? While that next feature won't save your business, it's still important to actually improve your product and create more value for your customers. And figuring out what you should tackle next may be one of the hardest decisions you make on a regular basis. Most founders, most people are overflowing with ideas. The problem is most ideas are, terrible, but they seem great right when you have them. So this mix of an overflow of ideas with the difficulty of prioritizing what to do next, and you've got yourself the makings of a bloated, messy, hard-to-use piece of software that lacks real direction and has little impact on customers. So to help combat this, we created a simple scoring system that guides and influences what we tackle next as far as the product goes. So while that marketing prioritization system is geared towards marketers and marketing efforts, this is geared towards product teams. So this system is quite a bit more simple as it's nearly impossible to fully quantify and measure the impact or effort required to build something. Building software is a mix of data and gut feelings. You throw everything together in a pot, mix it up in the best way that you know how. At the end of the day, you just have to make a decision. So how does this work? So all those ideas that you and your team have for ways to improve your product, you shouldn't just throw them out the window. You should write them down in a spreadsheet where you generate a die score for them. A die score? OMG BBQ, that's scary. Don't worry, little Johnny. It's okay. Let me explain. So the die score. So it's for demand, impact, and effort. Now that acronym is slightly morbid, but at least you'll remember it. Whenever you have an idea for a feature, you add it to the spreadsheet and then assign three factors a rating. The result of those ratings is a score where the lower the number is, the more likely it is that you should proceed with that feature next. So first up, demand. Demand is how much your customer base and target market wants the feature. If you're constantly getting a specific feature requested or frequently hearing of a problem your customers are having, that would be solved by a given feature, then the demand for that would be high. If you had some random idea in the shower that you just have a hunch that people would want, but have no tangible evidence of such thing, then demand on that would be low. Next up is impact. So impact is a factor that will mean different things to different companies. Depending on what your primary goal is at the moment, it's ultimately the thing that you want to affect. So revenue, customer growth, product usage, could be any number of things. So how much will this feature impact that goal? That's sort of what this factor is about. And last up is effort. How much work will this feature require? Will your design team need to spend a lot of time doing research and customer interviews? Will you need all of your engineering team heads down on this for weeks or months? Effort is crucial here because it ties back to your most scarce resources, which are time and money. So we rate the amount of effort something will take on a scale from extra small to extra large. You could change this to some other unit, such as number of days or even a dollar amount. But we found that keeping that unit somewhat ambiguous keeps us from getting overly critical on that step. Now, once you've set the demand, impact, and effort factors, you'll get your score. Again, the lower it is, the more likely it is you should tackle that feature next. As an example, the most ideal feature to tackle next would be something that's high demand, high impact, and low effort. So, and for us, that would generate a score of 3. On the other end of the spectrum would be low demand, low impact, and high effort, which would generate a score of 11. You probably want to stay away from those. So putting this to use, the goal of this is not to create something that categorically makes decisions for you or to somehow quantify exactly how much business impact this will make so that you can't screw things up. The goal here is to help guide your decision-making process and reduce some of the unknowns. The purpose here is to systematically build out features in a way that appropriately balances the impact they'll have on your customers and business with the effort and resources available to your team. So whenever you've got a feature idea, before you throw it at your team and tell everyone to start hacking away right now, put the idea into the feature spreadsheet to give yourself a dose of reality. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening. Let's see. How should we end this week? I don't know. Maybe we should end it by you going to bearmetrics.com and clicking the sign up button. How about that? That'd be great. If you have any feedback, shoot me a note, josh@bearmetrics.com, or on Twitter @Spigford, and give this puppy a rating on iTunes, or don't. It's really up to you. It's your life. All right. That's all. Goodbye.